LBC.co.im or call 675 820 today.
This advert is brought to you by Kell Properties.
Manx Radio's update with Dave Moore.
The time is 5 o'clock. You're listening to Manx Radio. I am Dave Moore, and this is Update. Welcome to the programme. Half an hour of the latest news in the Isle of Man, plus sport, business, travel updates, along with the newsmakers in person coming up. As the island is battered by high winds and coastal overtopping, we'll have the latest information on what has been going on. John Watts will be looking at the Department of Infrastructure and coal tar. Plus, work's begun on a Celtic dictionary, which will highlight, among other things, where Manx words and place names originated. That's all coming up in the next 30 minutes. But first of all, the update news headlines with Darren Timson. Fast am I.
The Isle of Man continues to be hit by strong winds from Storm Bram, while a red weather warning has now been downgraded to amber. That'll be in place until 6 p.m, with those wind gusts gradually falling throughout the evening. A number of coastal roads remain closed, while motorists are urged to take care wherever they are on the island, as there are a number of trees down and widespread reports of debris. An update on whether the mountain road will reopen is expected shortly. Meanwhile, all remaining flights to and from the island today have been cancelled. In other news, the Treasury Minister has rejected claims that ending the MyCard service is invading human rights.
In the circumstances she described of somebody who perhaps overdrawn on their bank account and therefore does not want that payment into their bank account, then the offer would be that they would be provided with a cheque.
Alex Allenson says that fewer than 100 people are expected to qualify for a replacement MyCard and others receive cheques from the new year. The Chief Minister admits there has been some angst and friction between government and the business community ahead of next year's Moneyval assessment. Mr Cannon told Tynwald there is a difficult process to go through and that the island must meet higher standards to ensure it passes the examination. To international news, the final report in the conduct of a British intelligence mole who operated deep inside the IRA has found he committed crimes of the worst possible kind. Northern Ireland Secretary Hilary Benn says the findings are deeply shocking.
To learn now that serving police officers and serving members of the armed forces were colluding with those who were murdering people, a very large number of people.
Donald Trump says Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky needs to accept the reality of the war against Russia as efforts to reach a peace deal continue. The US president also criticized European leaders for their handling of the war, branding them weak. And TikTok have named their top UK track of the year. Jess Glynn's 2015 hit Hold My Hand flew to the number one spot thanks to a viral meme using the track. Those are the headlines. News next at 6.
Jeremiah, Darren, let's move on to the weather. Dry through the rest of this evening, with the severe gale force winds very gradually decreasing. The gusts initially still around 65 miles an hour, but falling to 45 by about 9 p.m. The night will be dry, the southwest winds easing a little bit more, becoming generally strong. Tomorrow will then be a bright and breezy day with sunny intervals, only very isolated showers and strong southwest winds. Maximum temperature a mild 11 Celsius. Dry and bright again on Thursday, quite windy with strong southerly winds, possibly touching gale force in places. Then the rain will arrive late in the day or overnight into Friday as winds ease.
Manx Glass and Glazing can supply and install single, double and triple glazing. Call 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
A great night's sleep got even better with Zet's Bedding Store. From quality Beldorm bed linen and mattress protectors, fleece and woven throws to luxury duvets from the fine bedding company. Zet's Bedding Ramsey, next to Isle of Man Bank.
Many people are struggling. You can help by volunteering or making a donation to Isle of Man Food Bank, whether it be food or essential items or financial support. Please call 646999, brought to you by Descon Office Interiors.
For a wide range of wood-burning stoves and a complete installation service, visit The Snug in Ramsey. And we don't stop there. Kiln-dried firewood and full aftercare service, including chimney sweeps and maintenance. Call The Snug in Ramsey.
Reach the Isle of Man's biggest radio audience with Manx Radio. Airtime sponsorship and digital opportunities available. For more information on how we can help your business grow its market share, contact the friendly, experienced team on sales at manxradio.com.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Well, What a lot of weather we've been experiencing here in the Isle of Man today, and it's certainly taken its toll on a number of things that have been going on. And joining me live in the studio now is Lewis Foster. Lewis, I mean, the question is, what's the latest?
Well, exactly, what is the latest? We're trying to keep across this from police, who've been updating the list of road closures this afternoon. But as you say, Dave, like this afternoon, the wind, it's just been gradually building. But as soon as we hit 2 o'clock around the time of that red weather warning, you could really notice a difference, especially up here on Douglas Head and looking out across Douglas Bay, the waves that were coming over at the northern end of Douglas Promenade. That was around the time of high tide, so a number of coastal roads have been closed this afternoon, including the northern end of Douglas Prom. Shore Road in Rushen, Castletown Prom and Laxey Prom were all closed as well due to the waves crashing over. They were in force until 4 o'clock, those road closures. However, of course, many may still be in place whilst cleanup operations continue. Elsewhere, police have been urging people to avoid the area of QE2 High School in Peel due to, as they describe it, the roof coming off. That was around half an hour ago.
So there has been structural damage.
Structural damage, apparently, to QE2 High School in Peel. As well, on a Murrock Promenade in Ramsey, the roof of a shelter there is reportedly in the carriageway, so motorists are being asked to avoid that area too. And as of the latest update on the Constabulary Media page, flooding in the area of Greber Castle as well. That's to watch out for on the roads. The Mountain Road has been closed throughout the afternoon due to the strong winds. We're expecting an update on that very shortly, so we'll bring you that as soon as possible. And elsewhere, of course, the DOI says there are a number of trees down, which teams are dealing with. Thank you to Sarah on the messages, who said there was a tree down on the approach to Belig Bridge, which has now been cleared. But there is also lots of debris around to watch out for. In Athol Street in Douglas, that was closed around an hour ago due to roof tiles falling onto the road there as well. So lots of disruption around the island. It really has been a very windy afternoon. Motorists are being urged to take care.
We always get the message, if you have to take, if it's a necessary trip, only travel if it's necessary. But absolutely, of course, a lot of people, when we came in this morning into mm-hmm. work, it was quite mild, but now
exactly that,
there
is an amber warning in place now. Of course, the red weather warning indicating a risk to life that ended at 4 o'clock, there is an amber warning now in for just under an hour left as well. But travel on and off island as well, over at the airport, all remaining flights on the departures and arrivals board are now showing as cancelled. I think there was hope for tonight's Gatwick flight, but that has been now called off. All of today's sailings cancelled too, of course, Dave.
Do we know yet about tomorrow in terms of any travel disruption?
Tomorrow, the last time I looked on the latest sailings page, it was looking like all of tomorrow's sailings were due to depart as scheduled. And of course, the airport, that
should
will update
okay.
In the morning. But we'll see.
And just also, before we came on air, we were talking about just some of our experiences here at Manx Radio up on Douglas Head.
Well, we are very exposed up here, aren't we? Yeah. And it is just, you could, like you say, 2 o'clock here, it was like someone flicked a switch up here. You just, the gust of wind that we were feeling up here. But we were saying out in lesser exposed areas, apparently it wasn't too bad, but yeah, really noisy up here, especially
in the
newsroom.
We had members of staff actually struggling to leave the building,
didn't we? We did, yeah. People, thankfully, holding on to one another as they crossed the bridge into the car park. And a few vans wobbling and the like, and I think there's a hat somewhere in France now.
Yes,
actually,
it will be. Okay, Lewis Foster, thank you. And just people, for information, where should they go?
Head over to the Manx Radio page. We're updating a post there, which we're pinning, and we'll share all the latest information from police too.
Great, thank you, Lewis. Now then, we'll continue with the programme. And the minor injuries unit at Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital is to close temporarily from 8 o'clock tonight. It follows an announcement last week that a number of services at the Northern facility will be temporarily relocated from next Monday to allow for ongoing remedial work following a pest control issue. So joining me now live in the studio is Rob Pritchard. Rob, can you give us the latest now, but in terms of the development on this situation?
Yeah, faster my Dave. So as you've mentioned just there, the minor injuries unit at Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital is closing temporarily from 8 p.m. this evening as part of those ongoing remedial works at the site. Meanwhile, minor injuries unit services, including x-rays, will be relocated to Nobles Hospital from tomorrow, Wednesday, the 10th of December.
Okay, so in terms of support, what's being offered for the patients who are going to be affected by this?
So Manx Care has confirmed St John's Ambulance will run a dedicated shuttle bus between Ramsey MIU and Noble's Emergency Department from 8 a.m, with the last bus departing from Noble's at 6:30 p.m. The service will run exclusively between Ramsey MIU and Noble's ED. And for transport support, people are advised to call the MCALS service on 642 642 or email them at mcals@gov.in. Manx Care also adds that Noble's Minor Injuries Unit will have a separate waiting area and reception to Noble's Emergency Department. And the organisation also says patients with upcoming appointments will be contacted directly by phone, email or letter with new arrangements. If you don't hear from them, then please attend your appointment as originally scheduled, or if you need to contact them for clarification, do so on 642 642.
So you mentioned there, Rob, minor injuries. Can you give us some kind of clarity or some clarification? What kind of conditions or ailments are minor injuries? What are you referring to?
Yes, indeed. So Manx Care has issued a list as well, just for clarity on what classifies as something that can be seen by the minor injuries unit. And among those, these are just some of those that are included. They include acute minor injuries. So, for example, fractures, wounds, sprains, finger or toe dislocations or sprains, along with minor head injuries, cuts or wounds caused by trauma, including bites and stings, foreign bodies in the eyes, ears, nose, or skin, minor burns or eye injuries, mild exacerbations of asthma or COPD, acute catheter problems, minor back injuries, nosebleeds, emergency contraception, and heavy periods.
Now, from what I understand, these aren't the only services that are being temporarily relocated.
Yes, so information already given out by Manx Care last week, in fact, a number of other services are being relocated. These include skin service, blood / ECG clinics, outpatient clinics, renal service, podiatry clinic, continence service, tissue viability clinics and dental outpatients. They're being temporarily relocated. That is happening. Those services that I've just mentioned are being relocated from next week's Monday, the 15th of December, and they're going to be to numerous locations. If you need information on which locations those services are going to, that information is available at the government website, www.gov.im. When it comes to needing information and signposting for the various services, people are asked to contact their GP or Use Meds, the Manx Emergency Doctor Service. And also as well, just finally, for plaster room issues such as casts or splints, people are advised to contact 650 381, and that service is available Monday to Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Before you go, Rob, there was a lot of information in there to take in. People that are listening, if they want to know, they can find out on manxradio.com?
They can indeed, manxradio.com, and as I've already mentioned as well, there has been an extensive list put out over on the government website, www.gov.im.
Thank you to Rob Pritchard. You're listening to Manx Radio. This is Update. The Department of Infrastructure has come up with plans to get rid of a number of waste streams, in particular the coal tar, which is turning up all over the place, usually where old roads are being repaired, replaced, whatever. But, and they emphasise this, it's all down to the planners agreeing to what they are suggesting. And joining us live now in the studio is John Moss. So, John, what are they suggesting?
Well, David, the government is talking Turkey lands. If you don't know where that is, dear listener, then turn at the Bathing Roundabout, drive past the airport and keep going. You'll find it. Now, the DOI have many headaches. Amongst them are various things classified as waste that need a secure home. Top of the list currently is coal tar. When they started using this stuff as part of the road surface, it seemed like a good idea. Then they found it was carcinogenic, cancer-causing. When they started poking around with the Balfane site, they found quite a bit of coal tar. They have a lot of coal tar stored safely for the time being, but there's more to come. So a big solution is needed. The Turkeyland site is going to be developed in a number of ways. The department expects to submit a number of planning applications covering various elements of the site in the coming months. The strategic waste landfill facility has three existing lined landfill cells, which are currently used to store incinerator bottom ash. The site's welfare facilities and weighbridge will be replaced, and a demolition order for the former block plant buildings will be submitted. Now to the crux. The department intends to create a dedicated covered storage area for asphalt waste containing coal tar and a temporary treatment area for this material. The department intends to submit a planning application for the temporary AWCCT treatment facility, as they've termed it, before Christmas.
So, Lots of coal tar, John. How are they going to deal with it?
Well, let's get technical. Road planings containing this coal tar material will be hydraulically stabilised with cement before being reused in road schemes. That's the recognised method, apparently, for recycling the material. What else is going to be at Turkey Lands? Planning permitted. Well, request for information is going in, designed to test the market and identify experienced contractors capable of delivering the design and construction of the new strategic waste landfill facility. As you guess, I'm quoting there. It's important to note this process does not assume planning approval. It will be granted, say the department. All proposals remain subject to that planning process. Where do you come in, dear listeners? Well, there's a display at Malou Commissioner's offices on the scope of the projects, and you can share your views on display until December the 15th. That's the Monday. At the same time, apparently the request of information I mentioned earlier will help the department identify experienced contractors should the proposals proceed. But this does not mean planning approval is a foregone conclusion, we're told. Staff from the DOI have already held meetings with local MHKs and Malou commissioners to explain the proposals. Incidentally, going into it, amongst other things, asbestos waste and low-level radioactive waste, David.
OK, it seems then that Turkey Lands is not just for Christmas. John Moss reporting.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
Work to ensure the island's regulated sectors are meeting many of our required standards ahead of next year's assessment has led to friction and angst. That's from Chief Minister Alfred Cannon, who was asked about concerns from the business community of over-regulation in the run-up to the examination. Moneyval looks at how a country complies with its regulations on anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing. A negative assessment would have a detrimental impact on the Manx economy. Mr. Cannon addressed the issue in Tynwald this morning.
I think the point that the Honourable Member is making is a relevant one. Of course, we are consistently receiving that message. We are not deaf to the concerns that are being expressed by business, but there is absolutely a fine line to take in this particular case. I think it is an absolute priority that we secure and pass the Moneyval assessment, and the opportunities for risk-taking in that perspective are very, very slim. It would be of greater consequence to the island if we failed that Moneyval assessment. Absolutely understand that businesses are concerned about over-regulation. We're all concerned about over-regulation. There is absolutely a requirement for our regulators, both in the Financial Services Authority and the Gambling Supervision Commission, to recognise that they, as well as a regulatory role, they also have a role to ensure that we have the right frameworks for our economy to flourish in the future. Mr. Speaker, I can assure you, or Mr. President, I can assure Mr. Speaker, that we are making those relevant observations to our regulators and indeed continuing that discussion with business as well.
I wonder if the Chief Minister is aware of some of the quite significant feedback that there is out there in industry, especially in the digital sectors, the negativity actually in terms of the view that government's approach to dealing with Moneyval and the way they're engaging with government with industry is exceptionally poor, going as far as to describe some of the engagement the Chief Minister has referenced as being disingenuous. I'd just like to understand how he can reconcile this publicly stated view that industry are coming out with and the comments he's made today about working together and building bridges, when actually that very clearly is not the message that we are seeing and hearing from industry.
I'd say to all honourable members, I absolutely hear those concerns that are coming through. We have set up a more formal engagement process, particularly with senior ministers around this matter. We have brought in external advice, indeed, from those who have previously undergone assessments to ensure that we're on the right track. And we're not the first people to have this friction during a Moneyval assessment whereby there is change required and there is some angst as we adapt to the latest standards. But we are going to get there together, Mr. President. We have to get there together. We have to get through this. And we need to move forward in line with the approval and standards set by the Financial Action Task Force and indeed those that are being assessed by Moneyval. And we'll get there, we will, and we will be stronger for it as we then push forward into the future.
That was the Chief Minister, Alfred Cannon, this morning. Now, as we say it today, this story has been moving as fast as the wind itself. We've got further updates from Lewis Foster. Lewis.
Storm Bram has been causing widespread disruption across the island today. And as I mentioned before, we'll bring an update on the mountain road. We've had that now. It's going to remain closed and will be reviewed at 9 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, Shore Road in Russian, that's going to be closed until noon tomorrow. That's the latest from the Isle of Man government. Other promenades remain closed as well due to debris, and they'll be reviewed throughout the evening. So we'll bring you those updates when we get them.
Great. Okay, thank you, Lewis. So we continue with the programme, and Treasury will hold a second drop-in session at the Social Security office in Douglas to assist those who found it difficult to open a bank account. It's as the current My Card is hardwired to stop at the end of the year. Dr. Alex Allenson, the Treasury Minister, says in recent weeks the Treasury and High Street banks have managed to transition a number of people over so they can get their money through their bank accounts from the new year. A portion of people have requested that cheques be sent to them, and 300 others are yet to get in contact.
We had around about 20 people coming in with a range of issues. And again, we need to get away from stereotypes. Some of these were young people who are unable to open bank accounts because they don't have photo ID for whatever reason. Maybe they've had previous criminal convictions, for instance, and banks are a bit reluctant to take them on. So we've been working with the banks about alternative ways of proving your identity. Having a basic bank account, which means you can't go overdrawn, but you do get access to a bank account and a cash card. And that's been really quite successful. So we had about 25 people going forward to make appointments with banks. Again, if you live in the north and the south, you can make an appointment with the branches of Isle of Man Bank and discuss your issues with them. And so we've been trying to make sure that opening a bank account is both quicker and easier for some people who found it difficult in the past. But going forward, again, we've brought forward the dates that benefits are going to be paid so they don't interfere with Christmas this year, which is coming on a Thursday and Boxing Day on a Friday, to make sure everyone gets their benefits. But going into next year is working with everyone to make sure they have a secure way of receiving the money that they're eligible to.
Now, the whole subject of My Cards due to be raised in Tynwald this week. It's the final sitting of Tynwald for this year. It all gets underway in the morning. So just exactly what are you expecting to be debated here?
Well, I've got another two questions about My Card coming up tomorrow in Tynwald. I think there has been some concern. Whenever you're changing people from one payment system to another, there's concern that people might fall through the cracks. What we've been trying to do is work with everyone who's been using the My Card system for over a decade to transition them to a different way of doing it, because there's been less and less people using the system with significant fixed costs. What I would say is if you're still using your My Card and you haven't reached out to us, please phone Social Security Division on 685656. If you've got a relative or a friend who you know is still using My Card, please get them to phone us, because we want to work with everyone, we want to reassure everyone, and we want to make sure that people get their benefits on time.
Manx Radio Travel, serviced by Quayside Tyres.
Well, as we heard, all the flights and all the sailings today have been cancelled. Quite a few number of roads are closed at the moment. The Magin Road remains shut as well. So does the Shore Road down at Guernsey. Check manxradio.com. We've got all the information on there for what roads are currently open. Well, what roads are currently closed, I should say, and which ones are due to open soon.
Manx Radio Travel, serviced by Quayside Tyres. Call Quayside Tyres on 664417 to book your free vehicle's winter check, so your vehicle is safe for you and other road users.
The chair of Patrick Commissioners says the amount of fly tipping across the parish is disappointing. Gordon Clegg says over the last few months there have been four instances of fridge freezers left at Nearble, along with windows, sofas, television sets, etc., etc. Fly tipping is a criminal offence, of course. Those caught can receive a fine from around £2,500 up to a maximum of £5,000. Our local Democracy reporter Emma Draper has been speaking to Mr Clegg about the problem.
It's quite disappointing, really, the amount of fly tipping we've had in the past 12 months. Starting off early in the season with sofas dumped on the mountain. We've had various television sets. We've had 15 tyres just dumped over in the heathland. We've had broken glass. A lot of glass window frames and stuff were dumped. We've had various chest freezers and stuff dumped in the parish down at Nearble. And it's just so disappointing. We've got them in December. We've got a place to take them. Televisions you can take back to a place of manufacture and put them back in. But it all adds cost to the parish.
What kinds of things are you and the board trying to do to combat this? I know it was mentioned there that you're making police reports and trying to work with DEFA too.
Well, everything that's tipped, police are informed, a report is done. They go out and examine it and see if anything. Occasionally you might be lucky enough to find some kind of paper evidence with an invoice on, which has happened. What we would like to do, we've been talking to DEFRA about the possibility of cameras and stuff. to try, because we really need to catch people doing this. And once somebody is fined, I'm sure you know we are on the case, they'll realise that we are serious about it, because it's got to stop. It's ruining the countryside.
What is your message to people who are considering it or have done it? What would you like to say to those people?
People work hard to keep the countryside like it is, and an awful lot of people appreciate what we've got in the Isle of Man, and it just gets spoiled by these items that get left with no regard, really, to the countryside.
You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential daily news and current affairs roundup. Update on Manx Radio.
And at the update sports desk is Rob Pritchard. Fast am I,
Dave. So we're starting tonight. The remaining semi-final to be played in this year's Manx Carstall Railway Cup competition has been moved to a mid-week slot next week. The last four tie between Onchan and Corinthians had previously been due to take place last Saturday, but was called off due to an unfit pitch caused by poor weather. Well, following consultation between the Isle of Man FA and both clubs, it's been confirmed the fixture will now be played on Wednesday, the 17th of December at the Bowl in Douglas, with a scheduled kick-off time of 7 p.m. The winner of the contest will face Peel, who defeated Laxey in the other semi-final, which did take place last weekend, in the final itself, which is currently due to be held at the Bowl on Boxing Day. Meanwhile, sticking with football, FC Isle of Man's NWCFL Premier Division clash away at Atherton Laburnum Rovers tonight has been postponed. The Manx club says this is due to their flight to get them to this evening's contest at Crilly Park being cancelled due to Storm Bram. A new date for the match will be announced in due course. The fixture had originally been due to take place in January 2026, but was brought forward due to travel constraints, which would have affected FC Isle of Man at that time. As a result, FC Isle of Man's next scheduled game will be this Saturday, the 13th of December, at home to AFC Liverpool at the Bowl in Douglas, kicking off at 6 p.m. And finally, Manx hockey player Sienna Dunn and the England under-21 women's team have been beaten in the quarterfinals of this year's Junior Women's World Cup. The national side suffered an 8-2 loss at the hands of the Netherlands in the last eight stage in Santiago, Chile. As a result, England now enter the final position playoff phase, where they'll face the USA at 6 p.m. local time today, so around 10 p.m. UK time. Well, during yesterday's contest, Bibber Mills and Beth Gardens were on target for England in the eventual defeat. And former Ireland player Dunn, who's been captaining the England under-21 team at this year's tournament, as she was also part of the team which finished fourth at the same event in 2023.
We've got about 15 seconds, Rob. What about football at the moment and postponements? How's that playing out?
Big postponements to fill at the moment, and only 7 of 26 games went ahead last weekend as well. Gives you an idea of how much of an impact that the weather has been having. So maybe some headaches over at the Isle of Man FA over the coming days. It's significantly more disruption that was actually experienced than this time around 12 months ago, as we've been hearing. So plenty for them to have to figure out.
And that's it for Update. Thank you, Rob, for the sports report. Today's show, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thank you, newsreader Darren Timson. Don't forget, manxradio.com will keep you up to date with road closures and everything else that has been affected on the island by the weather. And I would imagine if there are any club meetings, etc., taking place tonight, I'm sure all the right messages have been going out, but just check with your local club whether it's going ahead this evening. And much more Manx news, plus interviews, podcasts, etc., can be found on the manxradio.com and the Manx Radio app. And also you can subscribe to the Manx Radio YouTube channel. That's it from myself. Countryside is next.
Keyside. We all love our aircon on a hot day, but did you know that in autumn, your car's aircon dehumidifies your car for clearer visibility? The aircon experts, Keyside Tyre and Service Centre, offer a complimentary aircon check, so book now. Call into Keyside on South Quay Industrial Estate, visit our Facebook page, or call 66-4417 to arrange your free aircon check by expert aircon technicians. Keyside.
I've bought all the Christmas presents. The freezer's stocked up and I've got the decorations out the loft.
Sit down, my love. You like a cup of tea?
Geoffrey, have you had a blow to the head?
No, my dear. Tis the season of goodwill. I just wanted to show my appreciation.
Oh, Geoffrey, I do love you.
And I love you as well. Plus our new Spectrum windows.
A happy Christmas to all our satisfied customers and new customers to come from Spectrum Windows. Oh, and Geoffrey and the missus.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
When the ordinary just won't do, make your meal out truly iconic at the restaurant at the Ginger Hall Hotel. An expertly crafted menu full to the brim with delicious freshly cooked starters, mains, sides and desserts, with daily chef specials and their famous ginger roast every Sunday. The restaurant at the Ginger Hall Hotel Sulby. Open Wednesday to Saturday for evening meals and Friday to Sunday for lunch. Find us online for full seasonal opening times. Dining at the Ginger Hall. You'll want it all.
As a long-established firm, Mann Benham offer a comprehensive range of legal services assisting individuals and businesses, from sole traders to the island's largest employers. Mann Benham have built up a reputation for giving a fast, efficient, cost-effective service with a personal edge. From buying and selling property to drawing up leases, employment matters, contracts and more. Call Mann Benham for your free consultation on 639